Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, HSP Shir number 29. Highly sensitive people, Shir number 29. And we're going to continue Judith Orla's book, and she has a chapter 5, that's entitled Protecting Yourself from Narcissists and Other Energy Vampires. What I found from a good few HSPs that returned feedback to me, that same sentiment. They thought that they were the only ones that had all these scenarios and these things coming about, as if they're talking directly to them. Truth is, they are. We are, but it's universal too. A lot of these are shared by all empaths, and it's again 15% of the population. Like we said many times, one feels isolated because they think it's only them. In reality, it's not only them. It's most HSPs have this. And HSPs are very prone to get hurt very badly by what she calls energy vampires, which the worst of them are narcissists, where they are attracted to an empath. Why? Because of their openness and their loving hearts. And sensitive people need to be prepared for them and to develop strategies how to deal with them. And what happens is when you're near one of these, what she calls energy vampires, you feel very tired. You see yourself all of a sudden in bad moods. You feel physically sick. You don't feel like you're seen or heard. You reach for sugar and carbohydrates for a boost. You start doubting yourself. You start becoming very self-critical. You become anxious, angry, negative. Certain emotions that you never really felt before. And you feel very shamed and controlled or judged. So there's 7 types. We're going to go into some of them. But the number one type that she writes here is the narcissist. They are the most destructive to empaths beyond all others, 6 of them. We're not talking about everyone has certain narcissistic characteristics, some like arrogance and so on. A lot of people have some narcissistic traits. I've seen some families have strains of it where, you know, it's more like the world revolves more around them. But narcissists that we're talking about are extreme in that way, that the world revolves around them. They have an inflated sense of importance, an inflated sense of entitlement. They need to be the center of attention. They require endless praise. You have to compliment them to get their approval. They could be extremely intuitive, but they use their intuition to manipulate people around them and achieve their goals. They can do tremendous damage to empaths. Why? Because they have little capacity for unconditional love. They sometimes have no capacity for unconditional love. They become ice cold. They could be punishing. They could withhold love. They could give you the silent treatment, which could last days or weeks, even months. Scientific research on narcissism, as well as sociopaths and psychopaths, have shown that they have literally an empathy deficient disorder. Full-blown narcissists use what seems like empathy. Their eyes could water up, and it could show that they care when they want to use that emotion, but it's not, they don't feel it. They don't feel it. Sometimes they get nervous about something, or they realize they have to do that, so they do that, and they put on their charm, and they know how to say the emotional thing that will convince you or sweet talk you back to where they want you to be to control you. So there is that unfortunate dynamic between an empath and a narcissist that is very difficult. It's very difficult, and empaths need to really recognize the seriousness of being around a narcissist and how dangerous it is and how hurtful and harmful it is to them. They could get caught up initially with their charisma or a promise of love or connection, and they appear they have what to give, and they really have nothing to give. And empaths are tremendous targets for narcissists. Why? Because they possess, narcissists know this, that the empaths possess something they don't have at all. Empaths are sensitive, they're attentive, they're innocent, even gullible at times, and easy to drain because they don't have the usual defenses that most people have. And it's hard for empaths to believe that narcissists don't possess that capacity for empathy, because they, the empaths, know that's how they're wired. That's how they perceive the world. Empaths by nature are compassionate, and they expect others to be compassionate. So they make that mistake of trying to win over a narcissist with love, and you will never win over a narcissist with love. No matter what you do, you will not please them. And they have to realize it's not your fault at all. It's just the way they are wired. They could destroy empaths, and they have. Narcissists can make an empath feel physically ill and depressed. They could beat down their self-esteem until empaths no longer believe in themselves at all. Narcissists themselves, unfortunately, are very hard to rehabilitate. Very hard to rehabilitate, because they always blame the other person. There's no accountability. They're always right. And it's difficult to get them to a point where they actually could be healed. And you need real professional, smart, sharp people that are aware of them to try to get them to rehabilitate them. A regular average person is not capable of doing so, and they need to be very careful and distance themselves from them. They use a harmful technique called gaslighting. Gaslighting is when you distort other people's perceptions of reality by intentionally setting up crazy-making situations and then questioning the person's sanity for reacting to that craziness. So to protect yourself from them, you have to recognize they don't have those emotional capabilities. Force yourself never to be manipulated. Don't expect the narcissist to respect your sensitivities. They are cold people inherently. Try to avoid working with them. Try to stay away from them. If you're forced to deal with them, you play it smart. You communicate as if you're stroking their ego, but keep your distance. A lot more to talk about here, but we'll move on from this right now, and Bez Shem will get back to it at some point in time. Another emotional vampire is a rageaholic, someone who yells and accuses and attacks, and empaths cannot tolerate that. They actually feel physical pain when they're around yelling. It could tear through their vulnerable hearts. Empaths experience sensory overload around yelling and arguments and loud voices and loud personalities. And you will suffer fallout from their anger. Their anger affects an empath. And you need to distance yourself from them as best as you could. You know, you can't, don't talk to me that way. And so a lot of them vent there's healthy venting when you talk, stick to one topic and you don't repeat yourself and you don't blame and you don't fall into victim mode and you're accountable for your part of things. That's called healthy venting. But these people dump. They overwhelm the other with many issues. They repeat the same point all the time. They blame others. They play the victim. They show no accountability. And that is toxic for any human being. But in particular, empath, it's very hard for them to deal with it. If you're around one, you have to set, you're not yelling. When you talk to me, you just talk calmly or I'm not going to listen to you. Others hurt an empath. They are the victim mentality. The world is against me. Now, empaths sometimes fall into the compassionate caretaker role of such victims, trying to solve their problems, but it will drain the empath. If someone has a poor me victim mentality, an empath has to set borders. Compassionate borders, but clear borders. I could only help you to a certain degree. Sometimes you make a rule with such a person, even if they became your friend and they're draining you. I could only talk for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. I'll give you time twice a week. That's it. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. Maybe you don't want to say it that way in an open way, but you have to place those borders or say no with a smile. There are drama queens you have to stay away from, that everything is a big deal. You have to stay away from them. Control freaks and critics, people that are extremely critical. You protect yourselves from them. You be assertive. You politely say, you know, I won't hear any of that. There are nonstop talkers that just constantly talk and talk and talk. And you try to end the conversation and they drain you out that way. So you can be tactful, but you need to create a distance there. You know, I heard enough. Thank you very much. I'm moving on. Then there's passive aggressive people. Passive aggressive people are those that express their anger with a smile. They sugarcoat hostility, but you can sense that there's anger beneath that. Very often empaths themselves, by the way, because they were hurt so deeply, there's a deep anger in them from that hurt, and they could sometimes fall into passive-aggressive behaviors themselves that they have to work on. But they are victims very often of other people that are passively aggressive. Recognize that pattern. Recognize that pattern and protect yourselves as best as you could. You're dealing with things that, with people, you love people, you care about people. There's no question about it. You could help people, you could inspire people. But you need to, in order to do that, you need to place healthy boundaries. Not strong walls that will block you from feeling anything, but selective walls. And work on one's own emotions. You're extra sensitive to other people's energies. And the more you heal yourself, your own fears, your own angers, your own anxieties, the less you'll take those emotions on from other people. So emotional healing is a tremendous priority that is needed for empaths. Every negative experience, the way you look at it up to now, when you were hurt by other people, whatever the case may be, you'll learn they're basically life experiences. They're your teachers. They're your teachers to learn going forward how to thrive, how to overcome negativity, how to heal yourselves, how to set healthy boundaries, how to learn how to love yourself more. No one wishes for toxic relationships, but once it was already encountered, you do everything you can to protect yourself and to be that bigger person and go beyond it and thrive going forward. Learn what you need to learn, but be brave enough and courageous enough to allow yourselves to experience life, to connect with good, healthy people and help them thrive. And those people that have these type of overload problems for you, not to say that you totally shut them out, but you have to create a healthy border there. And those that are too toxic or too overwhelming, then yes, you may need to shut it down. You know, because you have to protect yourself. But the healthy approach is to work on one's own self-healing and learn how to create healthy boundaries in which you can give in a way that will not hurt you and will not overwhelm you. Bracha v'hatzlacha.